it's not just piano players. When I hired the band that's here this year, Sonny Leyland said to me, "Oh, well, you know, I've worked with Mark Capron, the trumpet player, quite a lot. We did an album together." I said, "Well, why don't you do the set together?" And so I am going to invite to the Pullman Room stage Carl Sonny Leyland, Mark Capron on trumpet, and Steve Powell on bass, and the one and only Danny Coots on drums. We've got quite a band here this morning.
I guess if there was a stand, I could sing with you guys. Maybe I'll just sing acoustically and talk through Mark and I live relatively close to each other, at least in the sense that anyone's close to where I live, because it's pretty remote, and so we've had a chance to work together quite a bit over the years. And initially, as Adam said, this was scheduled as a duet set, but we have a record, Mark and I, with drums and bass, and so very kindly, Steve and Danny agreed to sit in with us today, and we appreciate it. So we'll start out with a little boogie boogie, the one we did on the record. I called it Young JC Boogie, dedicated to Mark's little son, James Capron. So
he was in the room when we recorded.
That's right.
Seize the key, right? Thank you.
Many thanks. The next one we're going to play, it's loosely based on the tune Love Me or Leave Me. You know, back in the day, jazz musicians would just take the chord changes to these tunes and put their own melodies and improvisations to them. So we called this one Somebody's Got to Go. Yes, I hope you know all kinds of interpretations. A flat, yes.
Thank you.
thanks so much. The next one we're going to play for you, I'm going to attempt to sing without the microphone. Hopefully it'll reach the back of the room. Probably should have printed out lyric sheets. And this is called The Fisherman's Blues. Like many blues, it's not actually about what it says in the title. It's about sex. They all are. Somebody's been fishing in my pond. So flats the key, and it's sort of two beat kind of a skiffly thing.
You got it. Yeah.
Just do a shoo shick a shoo.
Oh, shoo shick
a shoo. I was feeling a bit 1970s.
It was a good
Here we go. Thank you. Next up, we have a Boogie Woogie treatment of the tune Indiana. On the record, it's called Boogie-Anna. F's the key. Thank you. they might buy it.
Well, the Pete Johnston connection.
Yes, the record's called Carl Sonny Leyland's House Party, and it relates back to a thing that was done in the 1940s, I guess. You've heard me talk about the boogie-woogie pianist Pete Johnston. He was one of the three men that appeared at Carnegie Hall and sparked boogie-woogie off into a national craze. Well, he made this record, Pete Johnston's House Party. It's a set of 4 78s, and the first one, he's just sitting alone in his living room playing the piano, and there's a knock on the door. Hey, it's me, the bass player. Oh, can I come in and play? And gradually the band builds up to a full band. We never actually did that on the record.
No, we didn't do that. We didn't have that little business.
We thought about it. It proved to be tricky.
It was too late in the day by the time we got down to that.
But anyway, the band was supposed to be representative of the small groups that came out of Kansas City and also out of places like Chicago, where they would just get together and blow loose arrangements on boogie-woogies, blues, and standard tunes of the day. So that was the idea. If you like the sound of the band, there is a record for sale. A CD, I'm sorry. I wish it was a record. Records are so much more cooler, but we have them down in the theater. So. How am I doing on time? I didn't notice. Did we start a little late? Are we running late?
No, I don't want to do it.
Keep playing as long as you want, man.
Well, I think Brian would be kind
of say what did I do with my thing?
We don't want to run the thing over schedule, so we'll close out with this number. Possibly you've heard of what they call rhythm changes. These are based on the chord changes of George Gershwin's tune, I Got Rhythm, except without the tag. Don't play the tag. And this became... there are just hundreds of jazz tunes that are written over these chord changes, and this was the one we did. We called it The Thing.
Thank you. mic was jamming. I couldn't get her attention.
Yes.
Oh, they left, huh? Wow.
Guess it's not over yet. That turned into quite a show. Thank you guys so much for doing that. All right, great to hear you playing down here. And thanks for Steve and Danny for joining. But the show's not over, and Danny Kutz is staying right here. We have one more set before we take a lunch break. Oh, Steve's staying too. Well, that's even better. Show's not over. All that's switching is...